Hello.
Hi there. My name is Oscar, calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you. This is very quick, by the way. It's only about 6 minutes. Are you very interested?
Okay.
Somewhat interested? A little interested or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested in what now?
In the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023.
Yes. Interested. Yes.
Very interested or somewhat interested?
Very.
Very
interested.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's move on. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
Caucasian.
Thank you.
White.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, white. Thank you so much. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings. Hello?
I don't know anything about that. I don't.
Don't
so
know about.
I would say, I have no knowledge of that.
All right, very well. We can accept that answer. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of a school building is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
I would say it's somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Thank you, ma'am. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
Have not really heard anybody having that conversation.
So you got no knowledge of that conversation?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Very well. If the New Orleans Public Schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
If it was going to raise my taxes, I don't know.
Okay, at this point, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against it?
Probably vote for.
For probably vote
that's
for. Okay,
that's a trick.
Sure. There okay. will be some further information. We're moving on pretty fast. I'm going to read you two statements.
Okay.
Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one says, because of the rising cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or, second one, maintaining and preserving a school building for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one do you agree with more? First one or second one?
The second one.
Second one. Thank you so much. This is the heaviest part, this battery of questions. After this one, we're pretty much done. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would not at all be influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. First one says, learning that this is a millage renewal, and it will not increase your property taxes. Would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you, little influence, or no influence at all in your support for the 20-year millage renewal?
Strongly influence.
Strongly influence you.
If it didn't
Thank
cost
you.
Me more.
Yeah, it says it will not increase your property taxes. That's what it says. All right. And next one says, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Would that strongly influence you somewhat, a little, or not at all?
What's the question?
The statement says, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Would that information strongly influence you, somewhat influence you, little influence, or not at all in your support? Hello?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Sure, sure. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that have a strong influence, somewhat, little, or not at all, in your support?
Learning
that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month. Yes. Pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that have a strong influence on your support? Somewhat influence? A little or not at all? A strong?
Strong influence.
Thank you. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that strongly influence you? Somewhat, little, or not at all?
It would influence me.
Somewhat? Or
strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Learning, okay, sure. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Would that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you, little influence, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city. How much influence would that have on your support?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. And one more, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. How much influence would that information have on your support for the millage?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. Almost done here. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in the New Orleans public school?
No.
No, okay. Are you or anyone in your household a teacher at a New Orleans public school? Are you or anyone in your household a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school? No. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, thank you. Not affiliated with the New Orleans Public School in that case, then. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Is your age between 18 and 30, 31 and 49, 50 and 60, 61 and above?
61 and above, baby.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I'm getting there. I'll be 65 next month. I'm already there, I mean.
Me too.
Okay.
When's your birthday? When's your birthday?
August the 2nd.
Mine is August the 10th, and I'll be 65.
So we are Leos, eh? Very well. Good for you.
That's right.
Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Did you complete some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school?
College graduate.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Own, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, ma'am. Very kind of you. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye,
happy
ma'am.
Birthday.
Thank you so much, you as well. Bye-bye.